I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. If love means never having to say you're sorry, does that imply that hate means always having to say you're sorry? A lot of people have said that ISIS is motivated by hate, so perhaps that's why the hashtag Muslim Apologies has been trending the last few days. It's being used by Muslims on Twitter who are frustrated that they have to apologize for the actions of extremists who claim to represent Islam. But now that same hashtag is also attached to some satirical apologies on Twitter. For example, I'm sorry for algebra. Hashtag Muslim Apologies. Elahe Izadi has reported on this trend for The Washington Post. I should add that she's also a stand-up comedian when she's not reporting. So, Elahe, I don't know what you're going to say. I'm sorry I had to study algebra, especially when it went into three variables. But not sorry Islam invented it. So what kind of things are people tweeting about at Muslim Apologies?
Yeah, it's basically one big collective sorry, not sorry on Twitter. The algebra one, I'm sorry about that. Some of the other really great ones are people apologizing for other things that were birthed during the height of the Islamic civilization. Things like coffee, chemistry, shampoo, cameras. So some of these tweets are really funny, very satirical. Some of them are really biting. I mean, it's an interesting way for people to be really sarcastic and kind of, it's a spinoff almost or another kind of response that Muslims are employing as opposed to not in my name,
right,
which is a hashtag and a campaign out of England that President Obama specifically mentioned by name when speaking before the UN earlier this week. So instead of this kind of serious, no, the Islamic State is not speaking for us, it's another way of saying that.
What are some of the more biting examples?
Yeah, so I mean, you mentioned the algebra one. A lot of them do have to do with, you know, things that Muslims invented or, you know, talking about how Sir Isaac Newton kind of studied up from Islamic scholars when developing theories around gravity. Someone tweeted, Muslims respond with snarky over-apologizing to those who try to collectively blame them for extremists. And then another one, I apologize for brightening up the streets of the UK with my colorful scarves. And another one that I thought was pretty funny was, sorry we lost Obama's birth certificate.
Very good.
Apologizing for all sorts of things, right?
Is there a demographic consistency in who's tweeting under this hashtag? Anyone over 40 tweeting?
Well, I haven't run the numbers to see or just try and get a sense of the demographics. But the tweets I've seen are really coming from around the world. A lot of people in Europe are tweeting. A lot of the tweets I'm reading are in English. It's a lot of people in the U.S., too, who are tweeting just about, sorry, you know, that I'm being a target, that I'm racially profiled against. Those are some of the more biting ones that I've seen from some American Muslims. So it's really across the map, some older folks, some younger folks as well.
I spotted a couple of kind of hopeful tweets like this one. Sorry, I read the Quran to learn about terrorist beliefs, but ended up converting to Islam because of what it said. Is this satirical trend leading, you think, to some substantive exchanges?
For sure. I mean, I think people are able to kind of put out there and educate perhaps a wider audience about some of the positive things. And really, it's at a, coming at a point in time when Muslims, especially in the United States, are facing a huge public relations problem and a problem of perception. There was a recent poll put out by the Pew Research Center that found that 50% of Americans viewed Muslims as more likely to encourage acts of violence or that Islam was a religion that allowed for that. And that's a huge issue for Muslims in America who have to combat against this perception. And so if they're able to put out other narratives that not just talk about inventions, technological advances, women's rights, things that deal with those areas, but also to show that Muslims have a sense of humor, it can be very powerful in countering that narrative.
Since you're a stand-up comic, Elahe, did this story appeal to you as a reporter or as a comedian?
Yeah, I mean, I love it anytime someone can employ humor to make a sharp, critical point. And I feel like humor, more than a lot of other forms of storytelling, can really get right to the point and right to the truth and really hit people in a way that other things just can't. So I just love it anytime someone can use this humor to make a broader point.
Elahe Izadi, stand-up comedian and a reporter with The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thank you.